Well, we've rolled up to 2101 Broadcasting House, and sitting down, working hard, but eating a sandwich now, is Jeff Simpson. How you doing, Jeff? Now, you are the Chief Press Officer, BBC Radio 1. What does that actually mean?
Well, I'm sometimes referred to as a Radio 1 spokesman, so occasionally I get in the papers denying stories about the station or whatever. But generally, my job is to do with sending out information to the press about forthcoming programmes, whether it's pictures or guests coming up, that kind of information.
You find the press fairly easy to work with, don't you, actually?
I think they give us a fair hearing. It's certainly got better in the last 5 or so years that I've been doing the job. It used to be that they would sometimes give us a hard time, but I think we've matured on the air, and the papers have got a little bit more responsible. And yes, I think we do get a fair showing in the papers.
Do you find that disc jockeys and presenters want to do press stories, want to do publicity? Are they anxious for it?
Yes, but we've moved away from the, shall we say, the pure personality side of the press stuff that they used to do. We tend to keep the press side now more or less to do with what they actually do on the air, what the DJs do for their jobs. So we talk about music, and we talk about the programmes they do, and we talk about the guests they have in. So it's moved away from the pure personality stuff into DJs as music presenters.
Have you ever had to deal with a potential scandal, and if you did have to deal with it, what would you do?
Well, as the intermediary between the two sides, say the press and the disc jockey or whatever, I have to be respected from both sides. So the key to it is to be honest with people. If the press have got a story, you have to admit that, yes, that is the story.
And you won't lie to the press, will you?
No, no. And I won't say no comment either.
Really?
No, I think that's... What's the point of having a spokesman who says no comment?
So if we see a story about Radio 1 and it says no comment, we'll assume you were on holiday. Now, what other jobs do you do within the BBC?
Well, the photographic side is very important, and I organise either general picture calls or taking of special pictures, which we then issue to the press.
Who really hates having their photograph taken?
Mark Goodyear.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
For some reason, he's never happy with the results.
I suppose that you know everything about the disc jockeys, about the people that work here, including their home phone number, what time they get up, what they do during the day when they're not on the air, and all that kind of information.
Not quite everything, Steve, but I think that's probably a good thing. But
I mean, if you ever got fired, you could write a lovely book, couldn't you?
I'm not planning on getting fired.
Thank you, Jeff.